welcome to the ISIS Americas podcast for Thursday, 28th of September, 2017. I'm your host, David Hayden, and today I'm joined by senior editor Ron Koifman. Hello, Ron.
Hello, David.
It's been more than a month since Hurricane Harvey hit the Texas coast, and it's been a little longer since we've done an update on Latin American polyethylene terephthalate. Ron, what is the situation?
Well, polyethylene terephthalate markets in Latin America continue to face upward pressure on prices as a result of reduced availability throughout the Americas. Supplies have tightened for PET and precursors in the aftermath of Hurricane Harvey, but sources have said that conditions are improving. Producers in the U.S. are seeking price increases for September at 6 to 7 cents per pound, and participants in Latin America continue monitoring these developments in the U.S. and assessing the potential effects for Latin America. In addition, as chemicals production and logistics are gradually returning to normal in the U.S. Gulf, industry sources in Latin America and other regions are monitoring the potential effects of supply issues at Italy-based Mossi and Ghisolfi, MNG. Mexican firm Alpek announced that it has stopped supplying purified terephthalic acid, or PTA, to MNG's PET plants in Altamira, Mexico, and Suape, Brazil, as a result of past due payments totaling $49 million, approximately 40% of the balance. For clarity, I think, in the MNG issues with Alpek, that's unclear and no quick solution is foreseen at this moment.
Let's shift to specific countries. Could you speak some on Mexico? Not only have they had some effects from the hurricane, but also the recent earthquake as well.
Okay, surely. Regional sources said that demand in Mexico and the U.S. has ticked up after Hurricane Harvey, as the population in the affected areas relied on bottled water. However, eventually, bottled drink demand is expected to slow as the weather cools in Mexico. Also, sources noted in Mexico that the earthquake of 19 September has not had a major impact on production of plastic resins. Participants in Mexico noted significant concern about resin availability, indicating that PET buyers that have historically relied on MNG might have some difficulty obtaining supplies. Resin consumers in Mexico that have purchased from other producers, however, should continue receiving resin at normal levels, according to sources. Domestic and export prices in Mexico are assessed higher, driven by the trend in the U.S., and in line with input from various market sources.
What are conditions like in Brazil right now?
In Brazil, though concern about the issues at MNG, sources there said this week that PET resin supply was secure through at least December. Industry participants are considering alternatives on the possibility that PET availability could tighten. Since Petroquímica Suape, or PQS, is not currently operating at full capacity, PQS might be able to increase PET production rates, pick up some of the lost production possibly at MNG. And PET imports are another option, but anti-dumping legislation in Brazil might pose some obstacles, according to sources.
And what about for Argentina?
In Argentina, PET domestic prices were assessed $50 higher earlier in September, and sources discussed probable full implementation of another $50 per ton for October. Demand is projected to rise in the coming months during the peak season for bottled drinks. Additionally, a more stable political scenario in Argentina following the primary elections of 13 August is contributing to a positive economic outlook in the near future, local sources said.
Thanks for the update, Ron.
Well, thank you, David.
And thanks for listening, everyone. If you'd like more information on the Latin America PET market or any of the markets we cover, be sure to visit ISIS.com. And be sure to tune in for our next podcast.